like this morning to turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 13. Book of Hebrews, chapter 13. And we'd like to read verse 8. Very familiar, very plain passage of Scripture, Hebrews 13, verse 8. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. The text is in itself the message. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. I'm going to preach this morning on the subject of Jesus Christ, the same. The writer of Hebrews, from beginning with chapter 1, through the entire book, places Jesus Christ center stage. He presents Christ as the Son of God, that is, as God Himself. He presents Christ as the heir of all things, as the Creator and the preserver of all things. He presents him as the brightness and the express image of the Father's glory. He also presents him as the cleanser of our sin, and as the captain of our salvation. He is presented over and over in the book of Hebrews as the faithful high priest, and as the deliverer of the tempted. He is presented as the author of salvation, as the great shepherd of the sheep. In Hebrews chapter 12, he calls upon us to look unto Jesus and to consider Jesus. And now he reminds us that Jesus Christ, He's the same. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Those words are simply a statement of fact concerning the essence and the nature and the person of Jesus Christ. That is, the essence, the nature, and the person of Christ never changes. He is always the same. Now, if you and I were to sit down and go through the history books, we see that great changes have taken place throughout time. As we look around, you cannot help but notice that change has taken place everywhere. And you look around upon those that you've known for years. Change has taken place. And as we look around, not only has change taken place, but change is taking place as well. That is, we see things changing all around us. Change is the very nature of life. Everything changes. Nothing remains the same. Sometimes the changes can bring great joy. Sometimes the changes can bring great happiness. And sometimes the changes are almost unbearable. But everything changes. Change is inevitable. Winter turns to spring, not soon enough, but winter turns to spring, spring to summer, summer to fall, fall to winter. Everything is designed to change. People will say, "Oh, I just wish everything would stay the same." Well, you wish that all you want. It's going to change. everything changes. As far as the world is concerned, as far as the things of the world is concerned, nothing stays the same. Solomon, in the book of Ecclesiastes, said, "Vanity of vanities, all is vanity." Now, some can look upon that as a cry of hopelessness, as a cry of despair. I don't look at it as a cry of hopelessness or a cry of despair. I look at it as just simply a statement of fact. Vanity of vanities, all is vanity. And that is true concerning everything in this world. Everything in this world we grasp, everything we grasp in this world is air. Everything we build upon in this world is sand. Everything in this world that gives us joy in time will bring you great heartache and will cause you great sorrow. That's true of everything in this world. It can bring us great joy today. You can take great joy today in that child. That child may die tomorrow. And what you had great joy in now is turned to sorrow. Everything is changing. Everything about the world changes. All around us are the shifting sands of change. And again, changes are taking place right before our eyes. Change may come gradually and without a whole lot of notice. And change can come very drastically and very suddenly. So drastically and so sudden that we can be devastated. Change. Change, whether it be gradual or sudden, occurs in our families. All our families are gradually being changed. And they can change suddenly. They can change in a second. So all change, whether gradual or sudden, can be in our families, can be in our health. Our health will deteriorate over the years, more than likely. Or our health can change very drastically all of a sudden without any notice whatsoever. Our careers can change and are changing, whether we realize it or not. They can change gradually over a period of years. They can change very suddenly. Finances change. You can be rich one day, poor the next. Financial change can come very suddenly. Relationships change all the time. Relationships will change gradually over the years, to the better, to the worse. For the sake of this message, it doesn't matter. It just, relationships change. Relationships can change overnight. One that you're not close to, you may be very close to tomorrow. One that you're close to today, you may not be close to tomorrow. Relationships change. We all know that circumstances change. Sometimes gradually, sometimes suddenly. Our hearts change and our minds change. It can be to the good, it can be to the bad. But my whole point is that everything is in a constant state of change. We live in a world of upheaval. And in a world of change and in a world of upheaval, we need some center. Whether you're saved or lost, Everybody needs some center of permanence in a world of change. We need some center of stability in a world of change. And everyone, whether saved or lost, everyone is looking for stability. We like stability because stability means security. The two go together. And in our world of change, there's nothing stable in this world. There's no security to be found in this world. And we all have made the mistake, and we all continue to make the same mistake of placing some sort of security in this world. You can place your security in your husband or in your wife, but I'm telling you that security can be gone before you leave this building. You can place your security in finances. You can place your security in, God help you, in politicians or whatever. But that security can change. And if security can change, is it really security? I don't think so. You see, in order to have security, we have to have stability. And I believe every single one of us has a security blanket. We all have a security blanket. Not only do we all have one, we all need one. What is your security blanket? What is it that makes you feel safe? What makes you feel, when everything is falling apart, what is it that makes you feel it's going to be okay? It's going to be okay. That's security. Where do you find that security today? Where do you go to feel safe? Where do you go to feel secure in times of trial? Well, the psalmist said in Psalm 20 and verse 7, he said, some trust in chariots and some in horses. Those are both objects of change. But then he went on to say, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. That is, I'm not going to put my security in that which is unstable. Isaiah declared in Isaiah 31 and verse 1, he said, woe to them that go down to Egypt for help and stay or depend on horses and trust in chariots because they are many. Woe unto them that trust in things that are going to change. Because don't you see, you're going to be disappointed. In this world of sorrow, in this world of trials and tribulations and difficulties and pitfalls, in a world of constant change and constant upheaval, in a world of constant insecurity, is there no solid rock on which you and I can stand? Well, we find it here in our text. Is there no immovable anchor by which you and I can find stability? Is there no sure foundation in this world? There is. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now that should strengthen our faith. Jesus Christ, the same. That should strengthen our faith. That should brighten our hope. Jesus Christ, the same. And that should deepen our love for the Lord. Jesus Christ, the same. Consider the person spoken of here, Jesus Christ. Consider what is said of him. Jesus Christ, the same. That cannot be said of anyone in this building. That cannot be said of anyone you know. Only the Lord. Jesus Christ, the same. People will say, oh, I saw so-and-so for the first time in 20 years and they haven't changed a bit. Well, you're blind. You can't go from one second to the next without some change. But then notice the extent of what is said about him. Jesus Christ the same. How far does that extend? To what degree is Jesus Christ the same? He is the same yesterday, that's the past, today, which is the present, and forever, which is all the future. He is the same. So in a world of change, in a world of upheaval, Jesus Christ is the same. That is, in his essence, in his nature, all that he was yesterday, he is the same. Now what's the same mean? Well, it means he's identical. If it's the same, it's identical. So Jesus Christ is identical to what he was yesterday, to what he was in the past. To be the same means it matches. So Jesus Christ today matches everything that he's always been. Now that's encouraging. Jesus Christ is the same, that means that he is the duplicate. So Jesus Christ is the duplicate today of what he has always been. And will be the duplicate of what he is today of in the future as well. So, what he is today, he always was. And what he is today, he always will be. And he will always be what he was and what he is. That's wonderful. Jesus Christ, the same. That is, he is right now, what he is right now, he cannot change. He not only cannot change, he cannot be changed. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So whatever Jesus Christ was before the world began, he is now. And he shall forever be. And what he shall forever be, he now is and always was. Jesus Christ, the same. Now again, change is constant all around us. Yet he's unchanging. Not only is he unchanging, but his word is unchanging. Also, there is constant variance all around us, but he's unvarying. There is constant inconsistency all around us, but he's consistent. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus Christ, the message of this book, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, if the message of this book is the same, then it's relevant. No matter what the change is, it's relevant. Because the message of the book is Jesus Christ. And he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. I get tired of people reminding me what year it is. I know what year it is. I know what century it is. But Jesus Christ is the same, and therefore relevant. Jesus Christ, the one equal with God, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus Christ, the infinite one, the eternal one, the omnipotent one, the possessor of all power in heaven and earth. He still is. And he still will be. Jesus Christ, the same. Jesus Christ, the all-knowing one, the owner of all, the holy one, the spotless one, the pure one. He still is. He's the same. Jesus Christ, the one and only Savior of sinners, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That is, he is the same Savior today that he was yesterday. He is the same Savior today that met Saul on the road to Damascus. He's the same. And if we live another day, he'll still be the same Savior. And when you and I are in heaven, he'll still be the same Savior. You see, man has violated the law of God. Man has rebelled against God. Man is guilty before God. Man is deserving of the condemnation of God. But Jesus Christ, the only way to God, man's only hope, he's the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. He always has been the only way to God. He still is today. I don't care what changes all around us, Jesus Christ is still the only way to God. And whatever changes will take place in the future, Jesus Christ will still be the only way to God. Jesus Christ will still be the only way that the guilty, the filthy, the defiled, the wicked, the vile sinner can find forgiveness with God. That will always be through Jesus Christ. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. The only place that a sinner can find reconciliation with God, the only place where a sinner can find peace with God, is where they've always found it, through Jesus Christ. He's the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus Christ, the shepherd. Jesus Christ, the shepherd of the sheep. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. The shepherd who is all sufficient, the one in whom all fullness dwells, the one who can satisfy my every need, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The one of whom David said, "He maketh me to lie down in green pastures," still the same shepherd today. No matter what changes come about. The one of whom David said, he leads me beside the still waters, still the same. The one of whom he said, he restoreth my soul, he's still the same. Nothing has changed in regards to Jesus Christ. The one of whom he said, he leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Still does. He hasn't changed. The one who he said was with him and prepared a table before him. He still does those things. Because you see, he's the same. The shepherd that he was. When David penned the 23rd Psalm, he still is. And the shepherd that he still is, and the shepherd that he was, he will continue to be. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus Christ, a refuge in storm. The same yesterday, today, and forever. Every single one of us, times in our life, has proven that Jesus Christ is a refuge in storm. It's been proven to us over and over and over again. And it's been proven that no matter what the storm is, no matter where the storm comes from, he's the refuge in the time of storm. Now, today, tomorrow, or sometime in the future, I will probably, and you will probably, experience a storm that you have never personally experienced before. And who will be the refuge in that storm? Jesus Christ. He's always been the refuge in the storm. He is today. If there is a storm in your life today, Jesus Christ is a refuge. And if there's a storm coming, and I assure you, if you live long enough, there's one coming, he will be the refuge. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus Christ, the conqueror over the world, over death, over the grave, over sin, over Satan, over principalities and powers. The same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus Christ was the mighty conqueror. Jesus Christ is the mighty conqueror. And Jesus Christ will continue and forever be the almighty conqueror. He's never weary. No matter how weary you and I may become, no matter how tired you and I may become, and we may become very weary. We may become very, very tired. But no matter how weary we are, Jesus Christ never is. He's not weakening, and he's not getting stronger either. He's the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. As we've said many times before, if something changes, there's only two alternatives. It either changes to the better or for the worse. All change is either for the better or for the worse. Now, if Jesus Christ changes, is it for the better? Then he's not perfect. You can't get better than perfect. Does he change for the worse? Then he ceases to be God. If he changes for the better, he's not God now. Jesus Christ is the same. Yesterday, today, forever. No matter how discouraged you and I may become, he is never discouraged. Never. It's sad when people present God as discouraged, to even imply that God is discouraged is blasphemy. He's the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. You and I may be very, very distressed, but Jesus Christ, God, is never distressed, no matter how distressed we may be. He's the same. And you may have a person in your life that you
consider as a rock, that you consider as strong, and that is the person that you depend upon, and that is the person that you go to in difficulty. But what is going to happen to the when the day comes when you go to that person and that person is just as weak and just as distressed and just as discouraged as you are? Then what do you have? Or what happens? It's sad when people die and a wife will stand there or a husband will stand there and say, "Oh, she was my rock." That's sad. That's truly sad. Because guess what? If that's true, you don't have one anymore. You don't have a rock. You don't have stability. There's nothing left. But Jesus Christ is our rock. That's where our stability is, and we must never, ever forget that. And we must never seek to replace that with anybody or anything. I'm glad that there are people that are strong, that are strong enough that we can lean upon. But never, ever think. Never let that person replace your rock. The only reason they're strong is because they have a place of stability. And you take the spiritually strong ones, and it's because they have stability in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, the great miracle worker in the Gospels. The same yesterday, today, and forever. The one who turned water into wine, did what no one else could do. And may I say, he still can. And he will forever have that ability. The one who walked on storm-tossed waters with absolute majesty and absolute control, he's the same. And you may be in the midst of storm-tossed waters, but there's one who can walk on the very thing that troubles you. He's the same. Yesterday, today, forever. One who fed over 5,000. He still can take little or nothing and do amazing things. That's where our stability is today. The one who calmed the storm still does. Still can. The one who delivered and set free the demon possessed still is and will continue to be the great emancipator, the great restorer, the one who healed the blind, the one who healed the crippled, the deaf, and the diseased. Still can. Because you see, he's the same. He hasn't changed. The one who raised the dead still can. He still is the one who raises the dead and gives life. You say, how do you know that? I speak to you as one from the dead. I was dead spiritually. Gave me life. And he still can. If you're here today and dead, there's only one who can give you the life that you need. There's only one in whom you can find life. And that is Jesus Christ. So amid all the changes, Jesus Christ, the same. What wonderful words. Jesus Christ, the same. It greatly saddens me, and it just almost to the point where I can't stand it, to go and see my dad and see the change that is taking place. But those changes are all around us. Jesus Christ,
the same. He's the same. Nothing changes about Him. In a world of change, in a world of upheaval, in a world of instability and uncertainty, Jesus Christ, the same. He's the same. Amidst all the changes in our circumstances, Jesus Christ, the same. People can change. Jesus Christ, the same. Again, relationships change. Jesus Christ, the same. Churches change. There is no church that's the same as it was when it was first founded. It could be good, it could be bad. Just a statement of fact. There's change. This church isn't the same as it was Wednesday night. Changing all the time. We've all gotten a little older. We've all picked up a few extra burdens. We're not the same. By tonight, we won't even be the same. Well, people say, oh, my church is the same as it was the day it began. No, it isn't. Nothing is. But Jesus Christ, He's the same. And I'm glad that I personally know the one who never changes. I am so glad that what He was before the world began, He is now. And what He is now, He shall forever be. And what He shall forever be, He now is and always was. Jesus Christ, the same. So amid all the changes that have taken place in this world and that continue to take place in this world, here is a message from God that ought to bring you joy, that ought to bring you strength and encouragement. Jesus Christ, the same. Yesterday, today, forever. By the end of this week, you and I may be standing in front of the casket of the one who's dearest to us in this life. But Hebrews 13:8 will still be there. Jesus Christ, the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. That tells me that we shouldn't look to ourselves for security. We should not depend upon our feelings or our works, but simply trust Him who is the source of all we need, the source of all that we require, and the foundation of all. Jesus Christ, the same. All that Jesus Christ ever did for His people yesterday, He still does today. So you see, the problem isn't with Jesus. The problem isn't with God. The problem's with you and I. We can go with the change because we know Him who does not change. And it is sickening today. I mean, we have elected a president on the foundation of change. That was his whole platform. I'm glad I know the one that doesn't change. And it's sickening today to watch what is happening right before our eyes. And it's very easy to get depressed. It's very easy to get discouraged. And it's very easy to get angry. But He's the same. And I'm so glad that I know that. I forget it sometimes, but I'm glad I do know it. That He is the same yesterday, today,
forever. So what is your security blanket today? Can you find a better security blanket than Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever? Let's all stand.